Good morning and welcome back, everybody. It is Wednesday, August 5th. My name is Darian Phillips. I am joined by your co-host, Simran Sandhu. And as always, it is an absolute pleasure to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by F5 Media. Well, listeners, throughout today's episode, you can expect everything from updates on coronavirus vaccines all the way to the latest on U.S.-China relations. But before we get there, we've got some exciting news for all you national park fanatics out there. For years now, national parks have been putting band-aid fixes on recurring problems that have gotten exponentially worse over time. But fortunately, that won't be the case for much longer, as President Trump just signed a bill into law that will offer a $9.5 billion infusion, marking the largest investment than anything the national parks have seen in decades.
And if we also make a quick reference back to Kodak, who was recently awarded a $765 million government loan, is now under an SEC investigation for matters pertaining to how Kodak disclosed information regarding the agreement. After all, Kodak's stock price surged 25% the day investors heard about the agreement, and according to the Wall Street Journal, the company had shared the news with a few different media outlets prior to making a public announcement.
And as promised, we've got an update on U.S.-China relations as the two countries plan to meet on August 15th to assess Beijing's compliance with the bilateral trade agreement signed earlier this year, according to experts briefed on the matter. The primary focus of the meeting will be on the so-called Phase 1 deal, in which China promised to purchase $200 billion worth of U.S. imports over a two-year period, but has struggled to keep up a purchase pace required to achieve that promise in that two-year time frame. That said, if you factor in the escalating tensions between the two countries, we should be in for an interesting conversation.
And as we mentioned, China, Americans are preparing for a potential future without TikTok, as two of the platform's rivals, called Triller and Byte, have risen to the top of the App Store rankings as users look for other short video-based content.
And if we take a second to check up on markets, we'll see that all major indexes edged slightly higher, increasing by roughly 30 to 60 basis points on the trading day as investors continue to closely monitor negotiations between Democratic leaders and White House officials regarding the next round of stimulus. And outside of equities, 10-year Treasury yields are sitting just shy of 51 basis points, and U.S. crude oil prices are parked around $42 a barrel.
And as we head into earnings for the day, Disney reported nearly a $5 billion loss last quarter after the virus forced them to shut down their theme parks, resorts, and cruise lines. Total revenues for the period declined 42%. However, the company did reach a key milestone for their Disney Plus bundle as they reached 100 million streaming subscribers. Now the company plans to release its highly anticipated remake of Mulan on the Disney Plus platform for roughly $30 per download. Surprisingly enough, shares for the company did increase by 1% in after-hours trading.
And on a similar note, Warner Music Group had a less than favorable second quarter as recorded music revenue fell by 5.7%. However, the company noted that music streaming helped cushion some of that blow, with digital revenue growing by 11% over the last 3 months. And yesterday also brought an update from Sony, which is one of the few companies that have benefited from this crisis, posting a 2% increase in revenue last quarter and hopes to continue that momentum as they prepare for the release of the PlayStation 5 later this year.
In German pharmaceutical company, Bayer reported an $11 billion loss yesterday due to its multi-billion dollar settlements with plaintiffs who've alleged that the company's Roundup herbicide caused cancer. Another company with substantial losses is British energy giant BP, after the company posted a $17 billion loss, and now the company plans to transition away from oil and gas and allocate more resources over to low-carbon energy.
And the latest development on coronavirus vaccines comes from Novavax, whose experimental vaccine has generated immune responses in their 130-subject study, and it was reported that it was generally well tolerated. The promising results support further testing, and now the company can look forward to a 30,000-person final stage study at some point this fall.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Thursday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.